Talking about our parak is vav pasuk yudalad. Va'abom isli saru rak levav asa harishalim im Hashem kol yomav. The only thing Asa did not take care of was the bamais. Now we're not talking about bamais for avodah zarah that he did take care of. We're talking about a bamas yachid. The bamas yachid.
You mentioned that last week.
Private, yeah.
A private, right.
A private bama.
They were still using them then, even they had the base of Megdash.
Yeah, that's why it's an Avera. It's an Avera to use a Bama Siachid, a private Mizbeach, when you have the base of Megdash around. That's the problem. Okay, do you want a Tanakh? Here, I'll give you.
But continue.
What are we learning? I thought we were going to learn about.
We're going to Bracha.
Mizonos, yeah.
Yeah, you.
Mizonos.
We have some agreement, yeah?
Well, that's why you brought all
this
stuff. We have stuff by
No, because I want to know.
This is for 10 lessons.
Okay. Should we do that instead?
Huh?
Should we do that instead? Okay. Want to do the Mizonos instead?
Yeah, because I got bad questions.
All right. So let's okay.
All right.
All right, we'll do the Mizonos.
All right. Here. This is lechem. These are the ingredients.
Yes.
It has wheat in it.
So let's look at the ingredients here.
All right.
We've got organic whole wheat flour, stone ground whole wheat flour, vital wheat gluten, flax seeds, wheat bran, cider.
It has water in there.
Yeah, but it's got cider as well.
Which mentioned first, water? Or the cider.
Doesn't say anything about water.
Alright.
No water, it's got cider.
Alright.
So there you go. That makes it into a mezonos. Now let's see this.
There's.
Have a party.
Ingredients: enriched flour.
Wheat flour.
Wheat flour.
Cider.
So, use cider vitamin B1.
I don't see any water.
That's not kosher.
Vegetable oil. Soybean and palm oil, real healthy. She's made with skim milk. Right, so it's made with milk.
Alright, so it's
wheat protein salt. Cheese. Okay. There's no water over here.
No water?
No water.
Alright. Whole wheat flour, stone ground whole wheat flour.
Let's see what we got over here.
I didn't even look. That's called cornbread.
Cornbread, okay. Ingredients.
Now, is it bread?
Enriched wheat flour. So the cornbread really depends on how much wheat it's got in it. It also depends how it's made.
For later, we'll eat it.
For later?
Yeah.
So this actually could be a mozi. This does have water in it.
All right.
But it depends. It depends on another thing. Wheat bread is, cornbread is a little bit different. Because cornbread really depends on the ratio of how much wheat and how much corn it has.
The first, they mentioned all the ingredients from the maximum to the minimum.
Right, but right.
No, but... What is called? This is cornbread?
Cornbread, yeah.
It means this is part bread, part corn.
No, most of it's wheat and there's a little corn in there.
But this is wheat.
So yeah, first ingredient of it is enriched wheat flour.
No wheat.
Yeah, so this would be a mozi.
For wheat, it's kamozi.
Yeah.
So you have to wash for
that. Yeah.
But what make this bread not hamozi?
It is a mozi.
But... With what has been corn? Is corn added?
Yeah, there's corn in here too. Let's see.
So that's
some minor ingredient.
No, this is what's interesting. How what is broken off of corn? It's not corn, it's not hamot.
Whole eggs, soybean oil.
It starts with wheat.
Here, it's got cornmeal. It's got cornmeal in here. No. Yeah, but it's like the 10th ingredient.
No, corn is not hamot.
No, it's not hamot.
It means you eat corn is not hamot.
Right.
How much need to add to corn to the wheat?
It's got
to
be mostly corn in order for it to be.
But there is not percentage. How to know?
Right, but you look at the where the ingredients are. The first ingredient over here is wheat, enriched wheat flour. That's the first ingredient. right? Number 10, right? It goes by the most percentage. There is, right? Yeah. That's where it is on the list, right? So the percentage-wise, you learn from the order of the list.
But so for example, 51 wheat, 49 corn, it's still chamotzu.
Yeah. Now yeah. They so yeah, you're right. You don't necessarily know from the list. You don't know how much there is, but according to the order, you can see that there's very little corn over here.
Now they call it.
But
they
what's
call
little?
It bread.
How? What is percentage? They call what it is corn limit? Bread.
It's got to be mostly wheat.
But there is a lot of different things. Mostly wheat. It's still not chamotzi.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay, that's something else. That's because it was made with see that this is made with cider, right?
I'm going to ask Richard. He'll come in because he gives the hashgacha on.
It means this is cider. It's milk liquid.
No, not that. This is made with cider.
Bread.
Now the fact that they call it bread, is it bread or is it cake?
So that's the question. It depends what question. It's made out of. Organic, it really depends.
Organic whole wheat flour. But cider, salt, and wheat in yeast.
Yeah, there's no water over there, you see?
No, cider, it's... what cider?
Cider is juice.
No, juice, but this is juice, and usually juice is also... percentage of water in juice...
Yeah, but if it's made with juice, that makes it into not hamotzi. Yeah.
It means any time you add water, a juice, to the flour,
yes.
It makes...
makes it into amazonas, yeah.
It's amazonas, mm-hmm. Water.
Automatically?
Yeah. There's enough. If there's like, you know, two drops, then no. But if that's the main liquid ingredient in the thing, then it makes it amazonas, yeah. No,
but this is not clear as well, mm. How much cider...
There's no water over there. There's no water.
No cider.
We'll ask Richard when he comes in, but because he goes over, he's there all the time.
But cider, right. Cider all right. Is the last one in the list.
Next. Let's look. This is crackers.
Crackers. All right, let's see what we got over here. All right. Let's look at the ingredients. Ingredients. Enriched, bleached, wheat flour. Okay. Folic acid.
They're putting a lot of junk in there, then water.
Timing. I don't know what all this stuff is. Right, so this does have water.
Where did you find this?
What?
Vegetable.
Where'd you find this?
In a store.
Which store? I never saw this.
You don't go in the store.
Yeah, which store I'm asking you?
Stop and show.
Yeah, where'd I go? It's in the Moolah's.
So this does have water.
But right. No, but this looks chamotzi.
It doesn't look like bread.
Right, now this, that, okay, let's see. Well, hold on.
Eggs, milk, nuts.
Cornbread. And flour.
No, what there is water.
Sugar, water, whole eggs.
No, eggs probably didn't make difference.
No.
If you. But this sugar and water.
All right.
Contains 2% of.
The Cheez-Its, I don't remember. Wheat flour, vegetable oil, soybean pomegranate,
you have right.
Cheese made with skim milk.
This is usually, it's a little bit...
Oh, cheese got down there.
One would think so. No, but it's not... There is no strict definition.
In general, when does something... start becoming bread and start becoming Amazonas.
No, what this is my
yes,
first
that,
subject.
Yeah, that's
was,
what we're talking
that
about
was
right
the
now.
Question last week. I brought some stuff in.
What makes bread to become...
crackers.
No, crackers probably it's easy, but it's to be Amazonas.
Right. So see, over here, for instance, what's the ingredient before water? In this,
of water. Rich wheat flour, all this kind of
crap. What's the one after?
Water.
No, but what's the one before water?
Huh?
What's the ingredient before water?
Thiamine, mononitrate? Have no idea. Riboflavin? Have no idea. Folic acid?
No, but this is...
Flour, sugar, water.
Right, so before water comes sugar.
Sugar.
Right? So it depends. The sugar makes, because there's so much sugar over here, right? You're right, there's sugar in bread as well.
Yeah.
Right? But if there's enough sugar in there that it makes it sweet, right? That makes the bread into amazonas. Many times you'll see on an airplane, you'll see they serve these like little rolls.
Yeah.
Right, and they say that's amazonas on it.
Yeah, because when it says amazonas on it, because it's made by a Jewish bakery, most likely.
Right. But how could it be amazonas? Why is that roll amazonas?
Because they're probably putting in...
Exactly, because
apple juice.
Either that, or they're adding so much sugar. There's so much sugar in there,
yeah,
right, that it turns the dough into a sweet dough.
So now what?
Right? So because there's so much sugar, and that makes the liquid now so much sweeter, that turns it into amazonas.
I would, but I think that if when they're adding a lot of times there's apple juice and apple
cider,
not concentrated apple. What do you call it?
Cider.
No, when you take dehydrated apple juice, dehydrated apple juice, they're going to add water into it.
Concentrate.
Yeah, most people aren't. Most bakeries aren't going to be using apple juice. They're buying probably apple concentrated, and they're adding water into
right.
it to bring it up to.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So you have this thing that looks like a roll.
Mm-hmm.
That says Amazonas.
Right.
What do you do with it now?
That depends. That depends. So that one factor is that it depends what the ingredients are. If there's so much sugar in it that it becomes sweet, then it turns into amazonas. However, what?
But sugar should be part of cooking. I have bread. It plays a lot of sugar.
No. It's got to be a part of the cooking. It's got to be part of the ingredients. If it was cooked with the sugar in it,
if you cook, even you.
Yeah, if you add sugar, if you put sugar on the plate, it's not going to change anything.
It doesn't make, okay.
No.
This means part of cooking.
It's got to be baked together with the sugar as part of the ingredients. Then it makes it, and enough that it makes it sweet.
It means flour?
Yeah.
So you don't, if it's amazonas, you're not going to wash water.
So that depends. There's another factor over here. It's called kovea seuda. Meaning, if you're now about to sit down for a meal, right? You're starving. You haven't eaten all day, and you get this airplane meal, right? It's got the roll and the airplane food, and you're so hungry. You're like, oh, now I'm gonna sit down and have this nice
meal,
hefty meal, right? So if you're kovea seuda, you're making this into your meal, even though this bread is essentially mazonos because it's so sweet. But the fact that you're making this into a meal. Because of that, you need to wash. Even though, essentially, this roll is amazonas because it's so sweet, but if you're sitting down for a meal, then you have to wash. It's one thing if you're having it as a snack, right? This cake, I'm not going to make a meal. Typically, you don't make a meal out of the cake.
Why
right?
not?
Yeah, you want to make a bet?
What if you eat the whole thing?
Right. Okay, so that's another thing. We're going to get to that.
Wait a minute. You start out, we all need a piece.
Right.
You make mazonas.
Right.
And then you keep eating, and you keep eating, and you finish the whole thing.
You haven't planned.
Right.
You have to bench.
You did. Yeah, you have to bench.
Yeah, you no make all of this.
Yeah, you have benching. To bench.
So what is the weight that you have to eat in one place that makes it you have to bench?
There's two and a half batesim.
How much?
Two and a half batesim.
Two and a half eggs?
Yes.
That's nothing.
Yes,
that's
not a lot.
What I say.
Yeah, it's about half of the
I'm saying alamichia, and you're telling me I got to say...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about half of this cake. See this cake? Half, if you feed half of this cake?
That's 2 eggs.
I mean,
yeah. And then you got a bench.
You sure?
No, is that a lot?
Does it mean you have to crunch it down and shove it into an egg and that's the
size?
No.
The way it is right now. The way it is right now.
No cake, usually you have it.
I have my cereal in the morning. I take some, I don't know, Wheatina. Or whatever.
Nope.
I'm not. All right. What?
Cream of wheat. You have.
Cream of wheat. All right. We take the wheat, and you cook it up, then you eat it. Do you have to make it?
That's mazonos.
Wait. How do you make it again?
Do you have to make a moitzi on it?
No. How do you make it?
You take some.
It's not solid.
It's got to be salt.
It's cream of wheat. It's
solid.
Wheat.
I mean, when you
you mix it solid with milk.
Wheat. Now you put it in a pan and you cook it. You fill it with water and you cook it, and it, you know, it
expands.
Now you're ready to eat. Now it's all it is wheat and water. Do you have to say make a moitzi on it?
No, because it's got liquid that. Mixed in.
Huh?
That's called a tafshil. That's called a dish. It's more a dish than an actual piece of bread. Right? If it's a dish, then you don't have to make a moti on it. Right? You can have a dish with tons of wheat in it, right? But because it's got liquid mixed in, and it's more liquidy.
It's like anything else. You're cooking it.
That's true.
But in any bread, there is how to make bread without water.
Right, but it's got to be solid. Right, it's got to be solid.
What's the difference when you make soup? You're not going to say make a mochi on the soup if you put the same ingredients.
That's what we're learning. That's what we learn Sunday. If you have beet soup.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see any beets. It's just you cook the beets and you take the beets out and you got the beet soup.
Yeah.
What broth do you make?
I would say you make the broth of what you make on the beet.
That's true. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what.
Because it's beet soup.
I would say, you know, I would usually make a charcoal and be done with it.
If you put in the beets and that gave it the flavor, that was beet soup.
You get the taste of a vegetable, of anything else.
No, but vegetable
soup. You're supposed to make the broccoli.
Vegetable soup, right. Vegetable doesn't make difference. This is fruit. Fruit soup, is different.
All right.
But this is what.
That's what we learned the Sunday.
Yeah. But vegetable soup.
How do we, you know, what broccoli? We're taking a look and we see this wheat. And water in there.
Right. But if you see that there's more sugar, then,
no,
then
like
you gotta
it's sweet.
No sugar. This is,
you can't, you don't make
sugar,
a mochi of
this. Is,
right.
I wouldn't think so.
Unless you eat enough.
Nutrition never so like never said, show percentage of sugar.
You,
usually,
you don't
check,
can eat the whole thing.
What do you want?
Like
you
that?
Want? Is this
when you made the broth?
No, by your flation? I can't help you.
What is it?
It's cake of some sort.
You didn't make it because you didn't use it.
Yeah, but you still need a bench.
At the end, you finish the whole thing, you have to bench.
Yeah.
This got
even
milk.
Even though you didn't make a mochi in the beginning.
Point, no, but get up there.
For
yeah.
me, it's clear this is...
I just want to know if it's milk, if that's autumn.
Milk? I can show you.
Oh, there's no milk in here.
Yeah, but what's the certification?
Why do they call that corn beer?
Is
it got wheat in it.
Dairy or par?
This is dairy.
Is it kosher?
This is dairy.
Yeah, no, it's got
where's
milk.
Where's the hash
there?
Oh, here we go.
Well, there is no anything.
It is dairy. It is dairy.
Dairy. That's dairy. Okay.
It is dairy. But doesn't
the
say that it has milk
sure.
in here.
Can these one or more to following pages? They don't have to list.
You don't understand. That's not what we want to.
No, it's just see.
Non-fat milk.
Richie.
Zero.
It's got milk in there.
Non-fat.
That's why
yeah.
it's dairy.
Okay, dairy. What about this one? This one's dairy.
They don't have to list.
Dairy.
Okay. United States law says you don't have to list
no, this is
everything.
Milk here.
You could.
Yeah.
Right. But doesn't say hear anything
anyone
about
anyone who's flavic, this one is parv.
How do you know?
Because it has a plain OU. It doesn't say milk on it.
Sometimes they don't say.
No, nowadays they don't.
They usually use.
Let me see.
The other cakes are all dairy.
No, this is dairy. This is exactly say what.
Water mitzvah shutting. Shutting.
Three nuts, milk.
Some of them don't have anything on it, and some are say pirate.
But
I don't know.
No, but this has non-fat milk.
That means they took out some of the water
dairy,
out of the milk.
You put dairy on.
Yeah, but all I've seen.
Yeah, that, that was,
it was, yeah. Not,
no, but
now,
this
now
is,
they do it.
No,
all of it.
Why is it called crackers?
I see plenty of stuff with a U on it. It doesn't say dairy. It doesn't say anything.
Not it. If it only has
taste it. Now, if it's any good,
today,
eat it.
Okay. If it has OU
yeah.
and the word dairy,
I'm on a plane.
Then it's
yeah.
dairy.
Yeah. I get a kosher meal. Wait a minute, Leo.
Any ones that's you, you just say you, you take the thing that it's fire.
You should ask the rabbi.
It doesn't
not.
Say
I
dairy.
Get a meal.
That's
I get a,
now
I,
it,
I
now
get a roll
it has
that says
to
Mazzone.
Say dairy.
Yes.
Dairy
I do not wash.
OU.
Okay,
but
so
to,
now if you buy something without a dairy,
I have
that
to
means
bench
it's not dairy.
Afterwards.
Oh,
you.
Yeah, no, if you're making this into your meal, you should wash as well.
Okay. But I get the meal. I consider this a meal now.
Right.
Okay. It says Mazzonos, but I wash, then I make a Mazzonos, and afterwards I have regular benching. Is that what you're saying?
No, you wash as if it's bread.
Okay.
You wash, you make a motzi.
Even though it says Mazzonos.
Even though it says Mazzonos, yes, you make a motzi on it. Why? Because you're koveya seuda. You're making this into your meal.
Even though it's the same thing.
Yeah, even though it's the same thing. So it depends what you're using it for. Even though, like for example, let's say I'm starving. I didn't eat all day. This is all I have to eat, right?
Yeah.
I know ahead of time I'm going to eat this whole thing. I'm going to devour it whole. Okay, not whole, but almost. Right? What do we need to do? We need to go wash, make a motzi, I eat the whole thing, and then I bench.
Even though it's Mazzonos.
Even though it's Mazzonos.
Still
yeah.
make a motzi.
Still make a motzi, because you know you're going to eat the whole thing.
How many times a day are you calling it a whole meal? I'm serious.
You're going to eat it all in a certain, like I say, in 15 minutes. Or a half an hour.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be...
It's got to be a 24-hour thing.
It's got to be one sitting. Can't be like, you know, two slices now, then 2 hours later I'll have another two slices. No. It's got to be in one sitting.
But this is inclusion only for Mazzonos or for everything? If I have apples...
No, only Mazzonos.
Only Mazzonos.
Only Mazzonos, yeah.
If you have Mazzonos, it's going to... Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, you're not going to wash an apple.
Nothing else.
It's got to contain wheat.
And wheat.
Wheat, yeah.
But say you're taking this,
there is Mazzonos
this piece
without
of cake,
wheat?
And you make it like a piece of challah.
What?
Mm-hmm. What I mean is,
rye.
You're eating it with soup.
Right.
People like to
thing.
Eat challah and drink it.
Spelt.
And,
right.
and you're making it like spelt. A meal. But you're not going to eat the whole thing.
Cock wheat.
But you're making it like a meal because you're using it like
meat,
you, when you're using a piece of holly to eat when you eat it. I'm talking about myself. When I eat something, I eat holly with it.
Some people eat and they finish.
Huh?
Some people eat and they finish. Me, I don't do it that way.
there's a time limit. There's a time limit.
I get home, I eat I have an orange. I take some cornflakes and some raisins and some milk. And I make a meal out of it.
No ingredients probably.
Afterwards I say alamichio and alperos and then I take a drink and I say
this is bread.
Or I take all the cornflakes out, not as milk, and the rest of the milk I drink down. Where do you start and where do you end? And it depends on the person. I don't know.
Well, but you do the shagas anyway. But I'm naive by him. Yontifer is fine.
For example,
he can eat. He's all done eating. He starts reading. In bed yet.
Okay.
I tell him, Benji, it's time to bench. How far are you going to go? He could go an hour or two without benching. He didn't. Don't you have to? There's a certain time limit.
For me,
72 minutes. Yeah.
Huh?
72 minutes.
After you finish.
Okay, an hour and a half.
A little bit less.
This guy, he can leave him alone. long. He reads. Come on, Rich, you bitch.
Right, so you have to make sure to eat bread that whole time. You have to continue eating bread that whole time. So if you eat bread, you know, an hour later, you just, you know, have a little piece of bread.
No. Yeah, that
right. So that continues the meal.
But that's all. Anything you eat.
I'm saying if you ate, right, and then you finished eating, and then you're just like hanging out, you know, reading, talking, schmoozing, whatever it is, you have to make sure to eat another piece of bread within the next 72 minutes in order to continue the meal, and that way you could still bench.
As much as 72 minutes.
Well, I don't have any bread left.
72 minutes, yeah. What?
I don't have any bread left. Now what do I do?
You don't have any bread left?
And I'm still hungry.
Then bench.
Yes.
The question was last week after the fast, I brought in what I thought, I called it a bupkin. The rabbi said, no, you can't use it, because it said something kind of bread.
What did it say?
He said that, I don't. It was. It said called some kind of bread. This is called cornbread, but most of it is wheat.
Right. Yeah. So that this could very easily be a motzi, even if you just have a little piece. A kazayis. It's already a motzi.
Well, you think I gotta make a motzi on this?
On this, yeah. It's got mostly wheat.
All right.
No, but this that, motor crackers. Yeah. This clear. Too. No, but this is more. What you said, this is my meal, I ate everything, this is hamotzi. It depends right. What the size. For example, I have very small cake.
Yes, if you have a small cake, you're just eating it as a snack?
No, this is my meal.
No, but you have to have 2.5 beitzim, which is about half a cake.
No, but
half of this cake? If you have half...
It means size important.
Size, yeah.
Weight important. If it's a very small piece, it's not.
Yeah, if you just have one slice, it's nothing. Or two slices,
it's
even.
Means not to
yeah. Let me tell you something. You Jews are very crazy.
No, but hamotzi, you also need to say, to eat size. But I believe
for
hamotzi, it doesn't make difference.
No, hamotzi, you just have a kazayis.
Okay.
But yeah, just a small piece.
But to make hamotzi
For this, you need to eat much more in order for it to be a hamotzi, yeah.
It means... not whole cake, but...
Yeah, about half.
Half?
Yeah,
wow.
About half this cake.
On Pesach.
You could do it. You could eat half.
You have stuff. You make charcoal.
How can you just eat a little piece? You got to eat a half a cake.
Charcoal what?
You make a book. Charcoal, not mazonas.
You need to eat.
Even though it looks like a piece of cake. Why? Because of what's in it.
That's it.
Right.
Right?
Oh, this is sales?
So I would say...
It's price all the time.
What? This is so cheap.
What is in it?
That was...
Martin. It's coconut.
You usually buy.
Be coconut.
So why don't you make a baklava?
Then
you have to make
it
if you eat a piece of coconut.
I don't know. I'm pretty.
Why is charcoal? No,
because it's ground up so thin that it doesn't look like coconut anymore.
I'm
sorry, I brought up the subject, but now I'm confused.
If you potato chips, what bracha do you make on potato chips?
What?
Where'd you buy this?
Well,
the moolah.
It depends.
It depends.
Depends. If it's real slices of potato, then you're going to make a dhamma. If it's Pringles, where they grind it up very thinly, right, and then make it into a shape of
a
potato,
mash,
that's right. They make a mash, and Pringles, the way they make Pringles is they grind up the potatoes really, really thin, right? They make some kind of mash. They add all these, you know, chazarai, all these spices, and who knows what else is in there, right? Chemicals. Then they make it into a shape of a potato chip, right? So for that, you're not going to make a dhamma on that. You're going to make shahakol on that. Why? Because it's ground up so thin.
You couldn't tell what
right,
it
you
really
couldn't
is.
Tell. You don't get. You look at it.
It's not recognizable as
a potato, exactly. Potato latke is the same thing. Depends how you make your potato latkes.
Yeah.
If you have, like, if you grate it, where you can actually see the slivers of the potato... Then you would make a dhamma. If you grind it up in the food processor.
If it's like a pancake?
No. It depends. No, it doesn't depend on the shape. It depends how you made the batter.
I mean, if it has the consistency of a pancake.
No. Yeah. I mean, if you grind it up, right. If you grind it up in the food processor where it's like really, really thin, and then you make it into a latke, you're going to make a shackle on it.
Really?
I think the problem...
Yeah.
But this is the same latke. This is different.
How thin?
If you can look at it and see the potato, if you look at it and see that there's like pieces of potato, then it's adama.
You can make French fry potatoes thin, or you can make them thicker.
No, but even if you make them thin, you could see that it's a sliver
you can
of
see
a potato.
It's a potato.
No, of course, if you.
Yeah. If you grate it, you can see that it's a potato, right? But if you grind it up in the food processor
much,
right? Then it's just like mush. It's just mush. You don't see a potato in there. It's just, you know.
It's the same as mashed potato?
Yeah. Well, mashed potatoes, it would also depend.
Say that again?
Mashed potatoes
is just potatoes, yeah. Then you can see that it's a potato, yeah.
I think the problem is that today everything is manufactured. And we don't really, you know, when you're doing home cooking, it's one thing. When you're getting out of the factory, it's hard to tell what the...
Okay, so let me ask again. Mashed potatoes, you make what?
Adama.
Because?
Because you can see that it's a potato.
All right.
Does this have a hexagram in it? Jesus.
Yeah,
right there.
Let me show you.
But I can't see it.
But you believe this is hamotzi?
Behind it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
this right is very sweet.
What is it?
It is sweet?
Of course, 21 gram. Usually it's much more than normal.
It's got everything in it. It's
called sugar. This is sugar zero.
This
is sugar zero.
And wheat.
This is bread. This is 21 gram. This is for... It's not bread.
No.
Right, okay. You know, we'll continue this next week. There's a lot more to talk about.
All right.
We'll continue next week. It's time for marriage.
We'll go in the kitchen. We'll have something to eat. Make Danny Brooker your...